from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Stumbles with a dribble, almost falls down. Stripped by Andre and stolen. Iguodala to Thompson. Right side three for the lead. Got it! Golden State leads with a minute 35 to go. It's 104-101. Clay Thompson has 11 threes in the game.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Do you remember where you were? I know Jason Dumas does. Game 6, Clay was born. May 28th, 2016, Clay Thompson wills the Warriors to a Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals and keeps alive their hopes of turning a 73-win regular season into a championship. We know what happened a couple of weeks later, but in that moment, one of the biggest individual performances in Warriors franchise history. Game 6, Clay against Oklahoma City on the road, May 28th, 2016. What a moment that was. And welcome back to Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Mark Willard out this week. It's Dan Dibley, Jason Dumas, and Mark Grandy with you. Dibs, that moment, Game 6, Clay, just incredible shot after incredible shot, and the Warriors needed every single one of them. For whatever reason, after the Warriors were the best team in the regular season by a mile, OKC, Kevin Durant, and Russell Westbrook, and everyone else on that team at that moment, Serge Ibaka, they had the Warriors' number, and it was an uphill battle. Every single one of those games in OKC, and it took a heroic effort from Clay to get them to the finish line, and they ultimately win the series after Game 7.
The thing about that, guys, is that normally when you have a heroic performance, it leads to a championship, but this is one of the few that actually didn't lead to a championship, and it's okay. Like, Game 6 Clay is still a thing, man, because it happened. He had 41 points in a game that they had to have, and they went on to win that series, but they didn't win the championship, and yet it doesn't diminish the fact that he did what he did, and that game still lives on. And if you ask people throughout the course of their four titles, that game from Clay, Game 6 Clay, ranks up there. And yeah, you won the game, but you lost the series. So even though...
The next series.
Right, but you lost the next series. So it wasn't like, oh, you know, because of Clay's Game 6, you went on to win the title and everything was great. You went on to lose the NBA title. Yet it doesn't matter because that game was so transcendent.
I know Jason already shared where he was for that game. You were with your family, right? Mm-hmm. Parents out of dinner.
Washington, D.C.
Did you remember where you were?
Yeah, I was home with the family, with the ex-wife and my two kids down there in Oakland. And so that was a time when I went to every home game. I used to live about 4 miles away from the old Oracle Arena. And my routine was, you know, the kids went down for the bed at about 8. So we'd do dinner at about 6:30, 6:45. And then I would leave the house usually about 7:10 and zip right down 73rd and get to the old Oracle Arena, the old Oracle Arena, in like 12 minutes, park, boom, pop up to my media seat. And that was kind of my routine. I went to 30, 35 home games that year because I could. And, you know, I lived so close that you did dinner and then you did the whole thing. So I was deeply invested in those games. And that was a series where, I mean, I couldn't believe they were going to lose to OKC. Yeah, good team.
Do you remember games 3 and 4 in OKC? The game was over at halftime
Exactly.
Both those games.
And I mean, I had a terrible feeling because they won 73 games that year.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, coming off a title and now you're 73-9. And I remember the start of that year when it was Luke Walton and, you know, Steve was out with the spinal issue. And it's like, it doesn't even matter. I could coach this team.
Well, they won like what? The first 24?
Yeah.
So 24-0.
Yeah.
So good. And might I add you, like, so obviously we talked about Game 6 Clay against Oklahoma City, which, you know, just one of the best performances in NBA history, especially in an elimination game and the pressure-packed moment that that night was. But I'm almost going to go off on a limb and say in 2019, Clay, for about two series, even up to when he tore his ACL,
he was so good.
It felt like he was their best player. It really did. Now, overall context, Steph is their best player, obviously. Steph creates so much attention that, you know, he gives other people a chance to really take a harness and put themselves in the forefront. That's what happened for a couple of years with KD, especially during some of those playoff runs. But that series against Toronto, from what I remember, I have to look at the numbers before I really go out on a limb, but just remembering it, it felt like Clay was playing the best on the team.
Well, yeah, what made the ACL tear in the late in the third quarter in game
so
six
well.
Was that he was the reason they were in that game.
It's taking not, it to it, the rim, I mean, hitting jump shots. Like
KD was already hurt. He had just torn his Achilles. Mm-hmm. And Steph was Steph, but it's not like he was hitting everything he was taking. Clay was the best player, at least offensively, for the Warriors in that game. And when he got hurt, it wasn't just, oh my God, we're probably going to lose this game now because you don't have Clay. But it was, Clay is reaching a different level. Now we're going to be without him for a whole season.
Absolutely. At that moment, it felt like, you know, from the series, right? What was it? Portland they played before the Raptors?
Yep.
Yeah, it was Portland.
When they swept them,
it was like a little cute little run for Portland.
Without KD.
Yeah, the Warriors.
Steph missed a couple of games.
Yeah, they swept them. Like the Warriors just took their belts off and reminded Portland that there's levels.
We run this conference.
From that Portland series through the Raptors series, it really felt like Klay Thompson was the premier two-way basketball player in the world.
Yep. He was incredible. And we're reminiscing because we don't have any more of that time. Klay with the Golden State Warriors, it's all over. He has signed, well, not officially just yet, but he intends to sign a 3-year, $50 million contract with the Dallas Mavericks. And we are reminiscing. We're sharing our emotions, our memories of Klay, and we want to hear from you guys as well. 888-957-9570. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Up next is Lucky in San Francisco. Lucky, how you feeling about Klay to the Mavericks?
Oh, man, I'm sick, man. I'm depressed, man. I even tweeted Bunta and told him that, man. This is like a, you know, like you having a 13-year marriage. Fellas, you guys can understand that. And your wife leaves you, and she tells you it's because you weren't genuine. Why is that? Because you didn't show her that you loved her. So are you going to just let her walk to somebody else? Or are you going to try to maybe give a last-minute pitch and show them that you love him so that he can finish his career as a Warrior, as he should, man? This is disrespectful, man, by Dunleavy and whoever else is running it, man. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I get that. And, you know, I like your marriage analogy. It hits a little too close to home. Jason's on his way to the altar. Grandy's probably a little bit further away from that. But I know that when my first marriage ended, and it was 23 years, it was a great run, not unlike Klay and the Warriors, but it wasn't like all of a sudden one day, overnight, boom, it's over. It's a progression to this. And Jason, you mentioned it before about the last 3 years of Clay and the Warriors. It feels like we've been creeping toward this point over the time, over his, you know, his disrespect, what he's feeling, him coming off the bench, him shot hunting and all the rest of it. And you get to a point where now he has a chance to be a free agent, and the offer that the Warriors either give or don't give is not quite what he wants. And so it becomes, you know, it becomes over. I don't know if you can look at Dunleavy and say, you did this, or Lacob, you did this, or Kerr, or anybody. I think it just was a natural progression of the relationship.
What if there was actual disrespect, though? And I guess, Jason, this is where your expertise could come in, because we got lucky here, and, you know, not everyone is plugged in and knows the inner workings of the organization, but claiming disrespect, and as Dibs was talking about, blaming Dunleavy, blaming Lacob, blaming the decision makers. Is this a case, Jason, of Clay maybe being a little emotional too emotional for his own good? Or is this legitimate disrespect the Warriors organization is paying Klay Thompson?
It's a hard question to answer, because who am I to say what is legitimate disrespect? I can't put myself in Klay's mind. If he tells me he feels disrespected for something, I could disagree with it, but it doesn't matter what I feel. It really only matters what Klay Thompson feels. But on the same token, you got to understand that it's a business. Like, I personally wouldn't feel disrespected if my employer checked in with Stephen A. Smith to see his availability, because Kron was like, Stephen A. is available. Objectively, Stephen A. would make more for Kron than Jason Dumas was, probably. You know?
It's a good third person right there.
you know what I mean? Like, that's where self-awareness comes in. So, Clay, before they got to you, they checked in on a top like 12 player in basketball, someone who I think only like four people hit more three-pointers than, someone who is like can score 25 points a night pretty consistently, someone who is probably right at the prime of his career. He might be coming down, but he still has years left where he can probably be an elite player. It's pretty, there's not really any argument that tells you have been better than him at basketball over the last 3 years. So I wouldn't take that super personally. In fact, I would maybe, I mean, like, you would hope Clay could even, like I said, this gets to the point where you're like counting people's pockets and what he should take. I don't like doing that.
Right.
But, you know, in an ideal world, Clay could even be like, get Paul George, circle back to me. We'll see what we can do. Maybe we can all make this work. I'll come back. Paul George, come back. I'm not a numbers guy. I don't know the finances and if that's even possible. But I would be thinking from that point of view, because at the end of the day, it's not like the Warriors didn't want him back. They weren't like, we're done. It's over. Like, we do want you back. We gotta see what else is out there, though, too. Because we, at the end of the day, we're trying to be the best basketball team we can be. If we came straight to you and gave us no shot at getting Paul George, when we have an idea that...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It could happen. That wouldn't be good business either.
So do you think it's on, and this is for both you guys, do you think it's on Clay to understand the basketball side of it and why the Warriors would be interested in exploring other options? Is it on Clay to understand that and be like, hey, like, sorry, but we got to try something else. This isn't working right now. Maybe we'll get back to you later. Or is it on the Warriors to, and I know everyone hates this term, and maybe this isn't even the right term, but to be willing to hand out a thank you contract and say, Clay, you're a franchise legend. We don't win any of these championships without you. You are one of the three, four, maybe best Warriors of all freaking time. You and Steph and Dre are the reason we got this fancy new arena in Shea Center. The other two are going to be here for at least the next 2 years. You're not even offering me anything. Is there any reason to believe that Clay, I mean, we could, as you said, anyone can feel any way they want, but I feel like there's a pretty easy path for most of us to be in that situation and feel disrespected.
Well, it's not about disrespect for me. It's about the reality of the situation. And Clay knows full well that the Warriors have to get better between being a 10 seed and getting back to where they want to get. And getting better does not only include bringing back Klay Thompson. Like, Klay understands that they needed to be better last year. They need to be better this year. So if Klay steps outside of his own reality, and I would imagine that he does because he's very smart and he's circumspect and he's been in the league for 13 years, and you look at your roster and you realize, well, Denver's better, OKC's better, Minnesota's better, heck, Phoenix was better, and we couldn't beat the Lakers 2 years ago. So we all know we need to get better. And if Klay can see that, he knows that the pursuit of Paul George, first and foremost, would be a long way for them to, quote, get better. So Klay, honestly, if he steps out of the ego part of it, he understands what the Warriors are trying to do. And the thing about a thank you contract, you can't do that in the NBA, especially when you're trying to get below that second apron. And Joe Lacob made it very clear that is goal number one. So if you're Klay, you're looking at the fact that you're not priority number one. Paul George is, and you're going to have to sit there and wait for the Warriors to come back to you, and you don't want to do that. Well, then the decision's been made for you. Yeah. I mean, that's the way I would look at it, honestly.
Yeah, I think Klay, probably first and foremost, Klay just understood he didn't like what his role would probably be with the Warriors anyway. So that, I mean, before we even get into the disrespect and the semantics, he realized that he would be probably coming back to the Warriors in a bench role. He would not start. Pajemski's going to start, and Steph Curry's going to start, and then a combo of either Wiggins or Kuminga, and then Dre and Trayce Jackson-Davis at the 4 and 5. Klay, there was not a starting spot for Klay. So that right there is something that Klay probably was not interested in. I don't know that for a fact, but I know he wasn't interested in it the past 3 years. He didn't love the idea. Finally, it happened. That wasn't a decision Steve Kerr came up to overnight. That was something they were trying to ease their way in for a bit. It finally happens. He wasn't that happy. So he probably knew that. Just like, that's the foundation right there. All right, if I do come back to the Warriors, even if they pay me a quote unquote, like you said, a thank you contract, even if they pay me a thank you contract, I still believe I'm of this ilk, but they are going to bring me off the bench. And that's not something I love. So that right there was probably part of his decision. And then when it came to just the semantics, we want to call it, I wasn't the first priority. I don't think it was respectful, the manner in which you guys approached me and how these contract talks have played out. I think I was deserving of a little more respect based on everything we've been through. Once you added in that on top of the fact that he probably wouldn't even be starting, that's why I think he was probably just, it was easy for him to move on.
Right.
And I mean, reportedly, the words he used is best for both parties. He probably knows the way he is and how prideful he is that he wouldn't operate to the best of his abilities coming back, knowing how it all played out and knowing he would be on the bench, knowing Brandon Pajemski is the new starting off wing guard for the Warriors. He's probably like, you know what? I don't even want to deal with that. That is probably the truth. Now, we're going to get semantics. We're going to say he say, she say. But based on everything that happened, that was probably the root of all of this. He just did not like his role. And all the other stuff probably played a factor. Don't get me wrong. But the root of it was probably like, I'm not even going to be in the position I want to be in and have the role that I want. And all that other stuff happened. Why even bother?
And probably easier to come off the bench for Dallas. I'm not saying that he will, but if he does, it's easier to go somewhere else and be a bench player than it is to come back to your own team and be a bench player.
Absolutely, because of all the history and everything that's happened. You go to a new environment, and it's like if he had gone to the Lakers, who knows if he would have started. I mean, they have Austin Reeves, who essentially does what Klay does. He's not the shooter that Klay is, but He's every bit as much the player overall, probably. Yeah. I mean, Austin Reeves kind of struggled in spurts last year, but so did Klay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So did Klay. And that was, as it pertains to his play, that was my issue with Klay Thompson. I wouldn't say he had a bad year this past season or the year before. I just don't think he has the consistency enough. Like, when he was bad, he's bad.
He's never been a terribly consistent player, though. He's always been streaky.
He's been streaky, but now it's like
the bad streaks were a little longer.
A little worse, and the good streaks weren't even probably as that great. Like you said, to your point.
The bad games are now outweighing the good games.
And look, his streakiness has not come at great times. Now, obviously, if you're hot, like for you said, in 2023, going into that postseason, almost the best heater of his career.
Yeah.
But then that streakiness wore off. He wasn't good against the Kings. He was not terrible against the Lakers.
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, this year, what happened against, he was 0-10 against the Kings. Like, he hasn't even been on the heaters in the time where they really even needed it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you got to be a little more consistent.
And to go on everything you guys were talking about, his role here, and I know there was a report either last week or 2 weeks ago that the Warriors, even if Klay was back, were considering Pajemski as their starting guard. There's another report that just came out, according to Yahoo Sports' Jake Fisher. He's reporting the same thing. Even if Klay had returned, he would not be starting. So it almost seems like when we combine everything into it, first of all, Klay's play, what the Warriors had kind of envisioned for him, the rise of Pajemski, Klay's emotions and how he takes everything the Warriors had done as disrespect, whether or not that's fair or not, it's for you to determine for yourself. I can understand both sides. All of it, though, together, guys, just kind of feels like the perfect storm that led to Klay leaving. Whether or not you take one side or the other, or you think they share blame, whatever the case is, just everything together, and it's pretty simple. It seems like the only solution was for him to leave.
Yes, and when you talk about blame, and I do want to hear from the callers coming up, and I know we have full lines at 888-957-9570. When we talk about blame, I think that it ultimately will fall on the front office unless something happens between now and the summit next Monday when all six of us sit down. Because right now, if it's just Paul out, Thompson out, and D'Anthony Melton in, and I know they brought in a couple.
You got a Melton fan, Dibs?
I'm not yet ready to commit on my love for the Melt. I like the deli, the Melt. But as far as the Melton.
Tuna Melt, pretty good.
Underrated, the Melt. But I just don't know if that can play among Warrior fans to lose a legend, whatever, CP3, here for a year. But the fact that you lost Jordan Poole, you got nothing in return, and Klay walks, and you get D'Anthony Melton as the big replacement, it's going to be a tough sell.
100%. I mean, and it's unfair to even say that D'Anthony Melton is the Klay replacement. I don't even think we should put that on him. He's just a guy they use with their mid-level exception.
Quality player.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I always saw a couple years ago when he was playing for the Grizzlies and the Grizzlies let him go, I thought they let the wrong guy go. I think the Grizzlies should have let Dylan Brooks go instead of D'Anthony Melton. I thought he was a little better than Brooks. He had back issues last year for the Sixers, but before those back issues came about, he was pretty good. D'Anthony Melton's a pretty good player. He's not Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson is a better player than D'Anthony Melton. But if he's healthy, I think he will be a positive depth addition. And, you know, he's a vet at this point. He can help Pajemski and Moody. And Moody's really the guy who I think can step up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, put it this way. If DeAnthony Melton is the Warriors' biggest acquisition of the offseason, things will be looking a little bare for the Warriors come the regular season. All right, time for a break. When we come back, we'll get into this more. Want to throw back to something Ramona told Willard and Dibs a couple of months ago about Clay and gives some insight into Clay's feelings. We can get into that. Also, Ray, I see you. Steve, Mike, and John, we're coming to you on the other side. Also, a reminder, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop, and we are presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. It's Dibs, Dumas, and Grandy with you on Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.